Now, the population of Americans over 65 is rapidly growing, and statistics tell us that 65 is the age when car accidents increase dramatically. The decision to quit driving can be a wrenching choice, not only for the elderly, but also for their families. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Legally, you can drive as long as you can get in the car, turn on the ignition, and go. There are no state laws that say drivers of a certain age should give up their license. Dr. Marion Betts, an ER doctor at the University of Colorado Hospital, says it can be challenging to figure out when an older driver isn't safe on the road.
What's so hard about this issue is that there's no one age when someone's unsafe. So certainly there are 50-year-olds who probably should be off the road, and there are 90-year-olds who might be fine.
Many states require people over 70 to renew their license in person. Some require vision tests. A handful insist doctors alert authorities if they diagnose dementia or other conditions that could impair driving. But geriatric social worker Bunny Dibness says it's typically family members who are the best judge of whether an older person's driving has deteriorated. They can start with the car itself.
You look at the car for dents. If you see traffic tickets, if you get that call from the hairdresser that they've been to every week and all of a sudden they didn't show up and you find out they got lost getting there.
Then there's the tried and true test.
I see older children saying, well, my mom's driving and she only goes to the hairdresser in the market and she's really fine, but I would never let my children drive with her. And I'm starting to get afraid to drive with her. And gee, we're not willing to risk our own life or our children's, but maybe somebody else and maybe our parents' lives. So that's a huge red flag.
Doctors can also evaluate age-related problems in vision and hearing. Some can be remedied, cataracts removed, hearing aids added. Others are more serious, slow reflexes, lack of peripheral vision, memory problems. Take, for example, the parents of Dan Ninen. Ninen is a really funny guy, a comedian who travels cross-country. But there was nothing funny about what recently happened to his 82-year-old dad.
One day I got a call and he was in a parking lot and I guess he had accelerated into a brick wall and totaled his car.
Motor vehicle authorities took his license away, but Ninen's 79-year-old mother was still on the road. So Ninen got in the car and took a ride with her. He discovered she couldn't stay in her lane, make a U-turn, or remember where she lived.
That's when I decided that if she were to drive, she could either kill herself or somebody else or both, and obviously, you know, being a good son, I didn't want that to happen.
So Ninen contacted the state's motor vehicle department.
I said, hey, you know, I want to report, you know, someone like an old person who's like driving really erratically and it's really, really dangerous. You know, you got to get this person off the road. And I mean, I feel kind of bad because I was turning in my own mother, but, you know, I was doing it for her own good.
The state requested Ninen's mother to come in for a driving test. Ultimately, her license was not renewed. Like Ninen, most people don't want to blow the whistle on their parents, which is why Dr. Marion Betts says it's best to have the conversation early, when you're in your 60s and mentally healthy. She suggests an advanced driving directive.
Let's say Dad's memory is going and he probably shouldn't be on the road anymore. If he had written down that he trusted his oldest son to help him make the decision, then maybe having that on a piece of paper will make it easier for the son to go to the dad and say, look, you told me to take away your keys.
And if that happens, find an alternative. Hire a driver, drive yourself, investigate public services. Bottom line, don't leave an older, non-driving adult feeling stuck or isolated. Patty Naiman, NPR News.